Well, hello there, everybody. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground with Jay Barvell here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Good evening and welcome. If you happen to be joining me here in real time, it's about just before 10 till 4 p.m. or just after 4 p.m. Pacific at about 4:10. It's 4:07 p.m. to be exact. I don't know why I had a hard time telling you the time. Probably because it's just time has felt so flexible and fluid to me. And what I mean by that is, how the heck is it already July? Like, seriously, how the heck is it already July? Am I the only one feeling that we got here way faster than normal? I mean, I know the whole, you know, time gets going faster and faster as you get older. That whole saying, I've been hearing it ever since I was a kid. But this is like a whole other kind of level. Like, it's going warp speed this year. And yeah, anyways, we're going to be coming into 1-2 day here next week. This week, we're celebrating the 4th of July here in the United States. And I just want to take this moment to wish you well with whatever and however you decide to celebrate, and that you make your celebration your own. Connect it to your own freedom. Connect it to your own importance to freedom, and how you get to experience that in your life. It just feels extra important to make it real and tangible, and to find your reason why to celebrate, not just to join the bandwagon of everybody else. There is something to being able to be more conscious about it, not so unconscious. Not that we can't have a good time, not that we can't, quote, party, but we can also still be very conscious of wanting to check in with, what does freedom mean to us? And do we feel like we're actually experiencing that freedom in our life with the current happenings in our life? And if not, or if it feels like we're somehow taking a hit, what are ways that we can create solutions? What are ways that we can change it up? You know, not waiting for it to get changed up, but what are ways that we can ask our intuition and ask for those next best steps right here, right now, so that way we can get to stepping. You know, it isn't just about sitting and thinking about it, even though that's part of it. Contemplation, quiet time, meditation. But then there is the part where we get to the active part, you know, the action. So we're kind of in one of those in-between states as we all tune in together right now, where some of you might be slowing down, getting ready to vacation, getting ready to celebrate with your family and your friends, take some time off work, have some time off work. Some are busy traveling around, busy getting to their destinations, and others are still busy working, doing their thing. This Wednesday, this regular Wednesday for some people, would have it. So all that to say, I want to thank you for being here, however and whenever you happen to arrive and happen to be listening, whether it's live here on 1-2 Radio right now at the 4 o'clock hour in Pacific time. And that's the number 1-2-radio.com. And we are We're an interactive station in the sense that we have a chat. We have a live chat that runs simultaneous to our live broadcasts. And that is happening over on a private Facebook group. In order to get there, go to 1-2-radio.com. That's the number 1-2-radio.com. Click on the chat button. That does take you over to the main radio page, and there's a menu there on the left-hand side of the screen, and chat is one of the buttons. Click on that chat button. It does open up a brand new window. It does take you to a private Facebook group with the same name, 1-2 Radio. If this is your first time, send over an invitation, and we'll get you right in while we're live on the air. Once that happens, you will see my banner at the top, The Psychic Playground with Jay Barvell. And I'm about ready to maybe burp, and I don't want to burp into the microphone, so if you hear me mute, you'll know what's happening. I think all of a sudden my lunch is talking back to me. So All that to say, once you find your way over there and once you get into the group, it's very easy. You will see my banner. And in the comment section is where the conversation's happening. I would love to see you there. Let me know that you're joining me tonight by saying hi. And also know that during the second part of the show, when we get to the reading part, that will be your opportunity to ask for a general reading or to be able to ask your question. And I'll pull a card for you and let you know what I get intuitively regarding your situation. That's going to be happening in the second half of the hour. For now, though, today I decided we would do a wellness check-in show. I feel like there is this sense that we are moving at such a fast pace. I mentioned it at the top of the show, how time is feeling flexible to me. But I know I'm not the only one feeling it. And I know many of you out there are feeling it in the way of the intensity dial of life being turned up. And in all the aspects, physically, emotionally, spiritually, family-wise, work-wise. And so with all that going on, I thought it would be a great day to do a wellness check-in and ask the grandmothers to come forward and give us five different pieces of advice that could be helpful to us at this time for those of us that are joining here together for the Psychic Playground. And there is a unique special group that joins both live and in the archives. And as I mentioned, we have the live chat, those of you that are joining in the live chat, and those of you that may be listening in to the on-demand. You may not know where the on-demand section is. That's happening over on 1-2 Radio. There's a button for that as well. Once you click on that button for on-demand, you'll have to pick which host you want to get the on-demand recordings for. You'll see my name is one of them on the list. And once you click it, it will open up my radio page, and there in the middle is where you'll see a list of shows that I've been on or recorded. And it's from the most recent back, and it goes backward about 6 months. So you can listen right there with the player, or you can download it so that way you can have your favorite episodes forever. Because as I mentioned, the radio station, we only keep the shows for about 6 months. So let's get into asking and talking to the grandmas, our ancestral grandmas, and those that came before us, for some help and some assistance and some advice for how to proceed at this time. We have a new moon coming up on Friday, and Raven and I are going to be doing the moon project. I'll post that link here after the show. Multitasking and radio usually ends up in dead air, so I'm going to do it after the show, and please take a look over at 12academy.com for more information. That's the number 12academy.com, and you'll see the moon project coming up on Friday and then the one that's coming up after that as well. But we have a new moon coming up, and it feels like an opportunity for us. It's a new moon in Cancer, and it's an opportunity for us to get into our feelings. It's an opportunity for us to get into our passions. It's an opportunity for us to feel into our intuition and also feel into our body in a different kind of way. And so with that, there may be resistance coming up. Like there may be the sense of you're trying to distract yourself with being very busy. There may be a sense of just avoidance, procrastination. And those are signs that you are potentially resisting the expansion that wants to come through your emotional channels. I know for myself, I've even noticed I have all of a sudden restless legs at night. It's as if like electricity is going through my legs. And the way that I'm interpreting that, and not necessarily from a Western medical doctor perspective, and I'm not that, by the way, but I'm not even coming from that perspective, but that it really is like almost as if a sign of extra energy moving through my body, and my leg is just responding to it. So that's me and my experience. I'm not saying that if you, you know, have been diagnosed with restless leg syndrome and you're having a whole different kind of experience that we're having the same one. Please don't hear me in saying that, because that's not what I'm saying. But I am experiencing something that is like restless leg syndrome. And for me, being that it's temporary, and being that I am so plugged into my intuition, and when I ask, I get that it is a lot of energy moving through my body. And my body is feeling that. It is responding to that. It is affected by that. And that's one of the ways, one of the physical ways that it's showing up right now. Sometimes I feel like expansion around my wrists, and I can, like, my hands and my fingers will feel restless. But right now it's my legs and ankles. And for me, like I said, it's temporary. It shows up for like sometimes a week, sometimes more, sometimes less. And then just as fast as it came in, it's no longer happening anymore. And that's my experience. And I'm grateful that that's my experience. But I want to share that, because sometimes we can jump on trying to diagnose or label something down, and it in a sense can end up locking it into place. You know, we can kind of keep it with us full time instead of just the temporary time that it was meant to be there, if I could say it that way. Okay, so let's get to the grandmother's advice. The grandmothers and the grandfathers that came before our parents, they're part of our ancestry that is here and is part of this whole thing called life. And those that came before us to path pave the way for us now. And if you have children and they're having children, you're also a part of what is coming next in that way. I feel like we can do that without children. We can do that through incorporating ideas into the collective, inventions. There's different ways that we can offer support and ways to leave a mark that aren't necessarily through our children. And so just know I'm sharing that because, like, if you're like me, I don't have children. Please don't feel like you're not going to be able to leave a mark, or your mark isn't going to be the same without having your physical ancestors here. Because there are definitely multiple ways to create change and be a part of amazingness, the amazingness unfolding that we call life on planet Earth. So, with that, what five pieces of advice want to come forward through this deck of cards that I'm shuffling? And it is the Melody Beatty, The Art of Letting Go deck. There's just something about these cards that's great for advice and for it coming through in this way. And I feel like her affirmations are grounded while also incorporating our metaphysical and spiritual nature. All right, first one, accepting change. Accepting change. I know for me, I had to stop thinking change was a bad thing. I had to get with a program and realize that change was what allowed new to come into my life. It could be something that could be challenging. It could be something devastating, but it also could be something amazing. It could be a new opportunity. It could be a new piece of wisdom. Life, with life, it all comes, and it all comes through change. So let's see what the card has to say here and see how this lands on you and how this resonates with you and what part of the message may pop out. So again, accepting change. Today, I will be open to the process of change. I will trust my higher power and believe that the place where I've been dropped off is better than the place I was picked up. I know that change is necessary to take me wherever I need to go. I love that. Change is necessary to take me wherever I need to go. Don't fight that change, everybody. Don't fight that change. Let it happen. Because, like I said, I used to be afraid of it, because for me, for a while, change meant like terrifying bad things were maybe going to happen. and through losing family members and different family tragedies, that was the case for me for some time. And so this is an opportunity for us all to open up in a different way and to learn how to trust again, but trust again from where we are today. God isn't asking us to be somewhere where we are far away from. God is asking us to be where we are, accept where we are, and then proceed from there, in my humble opinion. Assuming financial responsibility. Assuming financial responsibility. Today, I will repair and restore my money-related issues. I will not allow others to hurt me financially, and I will take responsibility for any matters that I have created. I will ask God to help me with the details of my financial life, and I will trust that everything will work out in the best way possible. So, I know a lot of times we want to throw our hands up and say, you know, when is God going to bless me with more money? You know, when is God going to bring me more money? How's it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And we don't always want to be willing to act, like acknowledge the part of it that is, God has already given us the gift. And it's our intellect, it's our bodies, it's our spirit. And so it's up to us, like, how we want to actualize it in the world and how we want to go make money. That part is up to us. And I've been there where I have wanted to say that I defer to God because I didn't know. And the truth of the matter was I always knew. I was just really afraid to say it. and so I pretended like I didn't know, and I just, you know, also just wanted to defer to God just in case what I really thought, which is this, what I'm doing now as a psychic medium, intuitive, as an advisor, helper in the world. But that I had so much on top of me as far as religious beliefs and family beliefs and just corporate beliefs. I grew up going to school and I had corporate jobs ever since I can remember. And so there's a certain kind of mindset that comes with that as well. And so I share that because I am doing life so differently than I did when I had my corporate jobs, but also I feel like it's been important for me to incorporate some of what was going on there to apply it to what's happening now, while also being able to be open for what's new and next, and to also be able to do it from my own perspective, because as an entrepreneur, it's totally different thinking, totally different way of being than being in the corporate environment where you have a very specific role and that's it. Like, you stay in your lane. If you don't stay in your lane, someone's gonna come bite your head off because you're coming into their territory. Whereas as an entrepreneur, it's more about how you are doing it all in a certain kind of way, or paying people to do it all, or have some kind of relationship with bartering it all to be able to develop your brand, develop your name, and get yourself out there and to put your slice of product or service out into the world your way. Totally different ways of thinking. I knew that going in, but it's totally been a whole journey of like revelations for me of learning along the way. I can tell you that. I've been definitely learning on the go and learning on the job over the years. Number three, receiving joyfully. Receiving joyfully. Today, I will let someone give to me whatever it. Here we go. Today, I will let someone give to me, whether it's a compliment, an offer to help, or even a gift, I will stand there and take it joyfully. I know that I'm deserving of good things, so I will simply say thank you. So how many people will block gifts because you feel like, oh my God, I'm going to have to give them a gift then, and I don't want to have to worry about that or have to think about that? Or there is the part of it that we don't feel worthy, or that if we accept the gift, somehow later on we're going to have to reciprocate in either the same way or a bigger way, and that feels just stressful and too much. So all these things can keep us out of, like what the card says, simply being joyful about whatever is being received or gifted, and being able to say thank you to stand in the thank you. And I know for me, especially compliments, I would always explain away anytime ever anybody wanted to compliment me, I would explain away why. Why I was able to do what I did or how I did it, kind of give you a little bit of the behind the curtain kind of view so you wouldn't think it was that special kind of a thing, like minimizing my own goodness in the world. I've done it all, people. Being direct. Number four. Today I will own my own power and be direct. I will be clear and honest in my dealings with other people. I am comfortable with my own truth than those around me. Let me read this again. I'm comfortable with my own truth, then those around me will be comfortable with me too. Oh, I see. I see what it's saying. If I'm comfortable, they'll be comfortable. For some reason, that just was sounding so foreign when I was saying it. And honestly, it's sadly foreign because it's still something that it kind of breaks my brain to think this way. I'm still working on it. It's still a work in progress. It's something that I can say that I know when I first got kind of started down this road of self-improvement and wanting to be able to utilize my gift in my work and knowing that it was possible, but really not understanding how when I first had those visions and impulses to do it. And also feeling like I needed to control it so much more. And now understanding that, yes, my input goals and so forth are important, but also being able to be open to like the X factor. Like, what does spirit bring in the moment that can be a revelation? You know, do I leave that door open for that? Or am I operating at such a pace that I don't allow the time or the space? Or am I so confined in my thinking, in my limitations, that I don't allow myself to see it pop up there either? And so those have been places where I've been able to crack open the door and get things opened up and begin to allow those more expansive thoughts and abilities and ways of being. And it's really taken me on a whole journey. I mean, it would be kind of fun to go back and talk to some of the people that I've known since way back when to see what they would say as far as what part of me still seems like, yeah, the Jay I knew back then, and then what what they might say would be a new, something new or something different or something that maybe got expanded or grew that they saw maybe a seed of, but then they could see it in a whole new way come to light if they were to see me now, kind of a thing. And so as I say that, I feel like that's something that we can do for ourselves in meditation. And it can be a gift. And I just wanted to pass that on because I just saw that we can do that for ourselves. But also, it's another opportunity for us to reach out to an old friend and to be able to say hi and catch up. I know I'm not necessarily well known for that. But at the same time, I love when it happens to me. And so if I want that to happen more, well, then maybe I might need to get out there and do it more. And so where can you apply that same kind of logic in the sense of where are you waiting for people to show up for you, or where are you waiting for life to show up for you when, in fact, there is a way for you to go out and actively participate and go get it, so to speak, without over-controlling it or going against the grain, but at the same time, like not sitting around waiting, you know, hoping for a better day, or waiting for the perfect circumstances to happen before you get going or get started. It's being willing to push out, shove off, and try, and start where you start and keep going from there. Like, I feel like I'm constantly starting again. And I'd imagine those that are watching from the outside, I don't know, but I'd imagine they wouldn't see it that way. It's just sort of a continuation of one thing to the next. But for me, it feels like I'm having to get going and explain, you know, why I was gone or why this was happening, or, you know, I can get very into my head about like the importance of things. And I know we can all do that. But the truth is it's only truly, really important to us. and it's not so important to the other people because they're very much in on what's important to them because they have something in front of their face right now that they have to tend to or deal with. So I share that to help us all temper that part of us that needs people to respond like super fast, or immediately we get into a story in our head if people don't respond in a timely manner that we think is timely, that something's wrong or something's off, or that somehow, we must have pissed them off, or they're being passive aggressive. You know, how about we all give each other some more room? How about we give each other some more room? And it's interesting, this is all coming up around being direct. How can we give each other some room, and how can we be honest and real? So instead of making up a song and dance, let's say, because you didn't call a friend lately and you wanted to, but you didn't, or you owed them a call, but you just haven't done it yet kind of a thing. Instead of making it about them or some other song and dance circumstance, that you become a victim to, how can you be more honest and authentic about what's really going on and why? And let that be an opportunity for them to be honest and authentic with you in a different kind of way, because you're being so real and authentic. So that's just an example that comes to mind, an easy example. But clear communication, being direct, is really important right now. And not assuming that people know. Like, I know we all want to assume people know, but the truth is they probably don't. And it's not even like because they're trying to not know or that they're trying to be difficult. It's just life right now, like I said at the beginning of the show, like the intensity dial has really been turned up. And that's not just happening to me. That's happening to all of us. And because of that, none of us are as on top of it or as with it, per se, as we might be otherwise. So as we celebrate this independence in the United States, and Canada just celebrate their independence on the 1st, we're kind of in between independences, independence days. And so we can kind of extend that celebration all week. And I just want to end in reminding us all to really bring it back home, really bring it full circle to what does freedom mean to us? And do we feel like we're experiencing it? Or does it feel like something that we're chasing after? And have a moment with what does that mean to us, and how can we make the 4th of July our own? You know, the world, and especially here in the United States, there is the quote traditional way, but then there's the way you do it with either your friends or your family or on your own. And I know for me, I like to stay away from fireworks, or try to, even though it's kind of impossible with them exploding everywhere. Because of my dog Watson, he doesn't like them. He gets very scared. And I don't even like to go to 4th of July activities because I don't want to leave him home by himself either. That makes me, nervous and scared. And I don't like that. So for me, it's interesting, we talk about freedom. I feel like I get more tied to my home, because I want to be there for my Watson. And it just gives me a chance to have a more mellow experience here at the house versus needing to be out. Even though last year we took Watson with us and we were at a friend's pool party overlooking Los Angeles, and that was another kind of magical event. So my point to sharing that is I used to have an issue with traditional holidays. Once I started understanding how corporatized things were and how much these different holidays are really utilized as business opportunities, both for the church and for corporations, that it made me disconcerted and mad and angry and just kind of like, why the heck are we even celebrating all this crap? And I have then come full circle to understanding there's a reason for everything, and those corporatized holidays or religious-ified holidays all did start in some kind of tradition that was true, that was real, that was valuable and valued and valuable in the community at the time that they were created. And even though they are may not be celebrated anything like they were way back in when they originated, there is still like a through line there. And I can connect my authenticity with that. And I can connect with the tradition of whatever that energy is of that holiday and still kind of find my own way and still find my own reason why it matters today for me. So that way, yes, the corporatized stuff's going to be there. The nonsense crap to speak is going to be in there too for some of the holidays. And then there is going to be, of course, the tug of war between, like I said, the ones that are religiousified and or that might have something to do with a war or so on. Anyways, there is the sense for me personally, it has helped me be able to calm and tame the anger and the madness and the chaos that was created when all that stuff got kind of like kicked up for me, to be able to reground it all back, but to do it in a way that was meaningful to me. And to also understand why those holidays meant what they meant to me, and not because of why everyone else was celebrating them, but because of what the understanding was for me. That has given me a different kind of place to build my calendar from, and a different way to celebrate these different holidays that come up without being super mad and angry, even with some of them having, you know, some, you know, they're built on the back of some really terrible things or terrible circumstances. And so to be able to still be able to find what is the benefit now? What is the benefit now? And with that, we have approving of myself. Today, I will let go of my need for approval and my need to be liked. Instead, I will choose to be liked and approved of myself. The people who count, including me, will respect me when I'm true to who I really am. And with the authority figures that come in religion, that come in the corporate world as our bosses, or as our doctors, as our teachers and preachers, I don't want to discount the wisdom that they may carry and share, and their talent and their knowledge. But it's important to remember to be your own advocate, to be the one that is your own decision maker, and that you may go to these amazing, these amazing individuals for their expertise. But at the end of the day, you still do what is right and best for you, and that you don't allow them and their expertise to railroad you or run you over, that you're able to maintain your sovereignty the best that you can. Okay, so that is what I have for you in the sense of what comes through the grandmothers for this week for our wellness check-in on the Psychic Playground. Every now and again, I like to do the wellness check-in shows. It gives us a chance to see how everyone is doing. And with that, I'm going to join you all in the chat and see how you're doing over in the chat, and open up the floor for mini energy readings. If you would like to participate, just put a comment in the comment section that you would like a reading. You can say, please give me a general reading. Or if you have a question, you can put a question in and I will pull cards for you. Okay. So let me... Don't forget, you need to go to the banner, click on the comments, and then you have to go to all comments. And then you will see at the top, Shell. Hi, Shell. She says, yay, Jay. Yay, I'm here. I was running just a little bit late today, but I finally was able to get myself together and get on the air right around the 4:05, 4:06 time. And it's been a ride ever since. I've had an amazing time with you all so far. And we're just here past the halfway mark, but we still got plenty of time to be together. So Shell also mentioned and says, I'm so excited to listen and learn today. I always walk away a better human after listening to your show. If you end up pulling cards, you know I'm always open. Thank you so much, Shell, for saying. I appreciate that very much. And you're reminding me, I have a show that I did this week I was guest host for Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. She was off taking her family to the airport during the time of her show, and so she asked if I would do her show this week, and I said yes. And so I talked about the importance of self-care, and I talked about it from a flow of how we can be tender, because it was from a place where we're looking at it from more of an emotional feeling perspective. So if that sounds interesting and you missed it, that is uploaded over on the on-demand page for 1-2 Radio under Kelly Whetstone. But if you go to me, I tagged myself, and you'll see it come up under my list as well. But you'll see it under Empowerment. And the date of the show was July 2nd. So check that out. It's a great show, at least in my opinion. And I was giving you some of my best of advice regarding the importance of self-care and all that good stuff. It's definitely a hot topic in the world, but I can't say revolutionary information, but I give it in such a way that I kind of look at it from a different perspective that I find valuable, and I wanted to be able to share that with all of you. Renee. Hi, Renee. It's great to see you. She says, Jay with a heart, and she has her emoji with a hi and the gift of Charlie Brown, or it's Charlie Brown's friends. I can't think of their names. Linus. It's Linus and the sister. I can't think of her name right now. Dancing. We're dancing because we're here live on the Psychic Playground. Marina. Hi, Marina. It's great to see you. She says, hi, Jay Marvell. And my mom, Daylene. Hi, Daylene. She is saying, hi, everyone. Hope you have an amazing 4th of July. Take care and be safe. Thank you, Mom, for that. And thank you so much for being here tonight and joining us. Karen says, hello, everyone. Off to fireworks tonight. Well, please enjoy. Sometimes those professional shows can be a lot of fun. Shell says, yay, from my personal freedom from an awful 22-year relationship. Amen to your freedom. That is an amazing, not only accomplishment, but I just see you're on top of a mountain. Like you literally climbed a mountain to do that and to make it happen. But there's incredible strength that has come from going all the way through and continuing to do what you need to do. Quelly. Hi, Quelly. She says, Wednesday blessings, Jay and family. 1-2 family. Thank you so much, Quelly, for being here and joining us this beautiful evening. And Karen says, I would love a mash of my guides and angels. Thank you. All right. So I feel led to use the Sweary Spirituality deck from Kelly McLean. She is an advisor on the 1-2 lines, and she also does Bitch Scopes. And I want to say she's coming out with some kind of new podcast even. She's always creating new content and coming from some amazingly different perspectives and really coming at it from a lot of passion and giving us the inside view. So I appreciate Kelly. I had the pleasure of meeting her at the very beginning of my time at 1-2. We both know Bakersfield, and so I met her there. We had lunch, and we got to meet up. We have a picture every now and again that's shared on social media of our meeting, and so we've been friends ever since. So thank you, Kelly. She's the one that oftentimes creates many of our marketing here on 1-2 Listen, much of it. And in this case, she has created a couple of decks of cards. They're called Sweary Spirituality. One of them is called Down to Earth Affirmations for Badasses. And the other one is Resistance is Futile. Okay, so first person for today, the first card, is going to be for Shell. And let me do a quick shuffle here and see what wants to come through for Shell. All right. All right, Shell, your card is, sometimes saying nothing is the most powerful expression. Sometimes saying nothing is the most powerful expression. Oftentimes we feel like we need to fill the space. And oftentimes, especially if we're coming from a place where we are not necessarily in the most confident position, we can also feel like we need to over-explain ourselves. Or just explain ourselves in general. Not only over-explain, but just explain ourselves versus just being who we are. And being able to do it from more of that majestic lion on the top of a mountain, where that vision of the lion just standing there. But it's their presence that is like, holy F. Well, I'll just say it. Holy fuck. Hold your kids' ears. I don't know that too many kids are really listening to my show. So I don't know that we need to worry about that. But I also don't like to leave too many F-bombs. But, you know, sometimes they happen. But Shell, in your case, I really feel like this is an opportunity for you to feel into your quiet power. And there is a sense that you are big and bold in the world. You absolutely are. But there is something to exploring and seeing what it looks like to practice this quiet power, being more quiet, being more of an observer, less about talking and more about watching and taking it all in and seeing what you see from there. Let me know how that resonates. And we will now go on over to Karen and pull a card. She says, I would love a mashup from her guides and her angels. Or let's see what comes through. Feels like it's going to be a little bit of both, Karen, to be honest with you. And the card that comes up is, you can't just, quote, let go of your fear. You can, however, stare at it until it lets go of you. Interesting. That's a fun perspective and way to look at it. You can't just let go of your fear. You can, however, stare at it until it lets go of you. So Karen, I feel like you are stepping into some territory that is outside your comfort zone. And it's definitely, there's a lot of unknown, a lot of unknown aspects to what you're experiencing. There is this sense of you're having to have a lot of faith. And it's important for you to make sure that you're putting that faith in what you know to be true is your higher power and your soulfulness and in you and your connection and what you know to be true through your intuition. Moreover, and prioritize over anyone else. And it feels like it's hard for you to do that. And there's some fear in doing that comes up around doing that, both your own. And then I would say the fear that people put on to you as well. And so this isn't about, again, trying to let it go or to try to pretend like it's not happening. But there is a sense of being able to acknowledge it and then continue to proceed forward. And what I mean by acknowledge it is acknowledge that you may be feeling fear, but also like a parent would help their child temper their fears and help them through a challenging experience. You would in essence be your own parent and help your own inner consciousness, your own inner child through that experience of helping them to be able to manage the fear. So it's like whatever that didn't get instilled in your childhood that would make it easier for you to face your fears, we'll say. This is your opportunity to, in essence, continue to work on that and to be able to go in and create that strength now through engaging with that part of you now when it's coming up. And also, I'm not going to lie, there is a step of faith in this. There is a rite of passage that's unfolding that I'll use loosely, testing your faith. But it's your faith in yourself. It's your faith in God moving through you. And I know that you have been challenged in that way. I can feel it. I can feel there's a part of you that's holding back. And Spirit is asking you If you can't totally let go, even if you can just ask yourself, what is in the way of me letting go? Just so you can start to become more conscious and aware of what that resistance really is instead of what you just think it is. Because I feel like you have already told yourself a story of what you think it is, and I feel like it's not quite that. I feel like there's more to the story. So a nice bath, time on your own, time under a tree at a park, quiet time, walking, enjoying, being able to enjoy flowers, that kind of thing, I feel like would be really, really valuable right now. If you could do it on your own, great. If you have to do it with others, do your best to have a little bit and carve out a little bit of your own experience. So that way you can tune into this deeper part of yourself that I see would be really important to make that connection to. That is your message, Karen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I'm going to refresh. We're getting towards the top of the hour. I want to say that you can find me over on 12listen.com daily. And even though we do have the holiday weekend or the holiday happening with the 4th of July, we're still going to be live on the air. And we're also going to be live on the 12listen lines. So we're still going to be here throughout the week, celebrating and also being here to support you. So I just wanted to mention that. And what else? You'll want to stick around for Ginger. She's coming up next. She has Heart Matters. And there is plenty of programming happening the rest of the night with Oliver and Raven. And I have a show with my partner, Alan, Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. He is, again, working late. Sometimes his schedule is like that, where he has these different days that are extra busy. And because of what he does as an entrepreneur hairstylist, he does what he can to get the business when he can, of course, right? So because of that, tonight he is not going to be available to do the show. But we're going to work together and make sure that we have a pre-record in the books that we can play at a moment's notice, so that way we can have some brand new content to share with you all, because we miss you. But we will have a replay up playing there tonight for tonight's show. And we'll be back tomorrow. Raven and I are going to be back with Backstage Pass. We're going to be talking about the Moon Project and how that has impacted us since we got it started. And we're also going to talk about the one that's going to be coming up on Friday. So please tune in and join us for that tomorrow. And to kick off the lineup on Thursday is Erica with Tune In with Erica. I believe it's now Breakfast with Erica. Or I think it's Tune In with Erica now. It was Breakfast with Erica. And she's going to be on before Backstage Pass. And then after Backstage Pass is Erin Carrera. She has her show. And then we have the ladies coming in, Kay and Maureen, with Strands of Wisdom. So we have so much programming here at 12listen. It's amazing that we get to have so many voices that get to be voices of inspiration, strength, being brave, being courageous, inspirational, helpful, motivational. So please, I hope that you do share with your friends and that you continue to please keep listening. We love to have you. All right. So Marina says, I love holidays, a day off from work for walking, waking up later and being lazy. I definitely don't shop because I hate shopping, even for food. Thank you for sharing, Marina. Enjoy your holiday and enjoy being off. And I hope you get a beautiful walk in. All right. Daylene, she says, if possible, I would love a card. All right. Let's pull a card for you. And that card is excitement and nervousness are essentially the same energy with different with different anticipations. Are you confusing them? Excitement and nervousness are essentially the same energy with different anticipations. Are you confusing them? Are you confusing them? So I feel like mom, it feels like those things that can maybe kick off like a panic attack or make you feel anxious, that feeling can also be a very similar feeling like to the butterflies in your stomach, of getting to be excited about, being surprised about a vacation, or getting surprised with information that just makes you light up, kind of a thing. Finding out that you have something that you have to go do some deeper investigation, and that you, there's a potential to be excited, but there's a lot of unknowns. So it's like being able to decipher that feeling of, is it just the panicky feelings, or is it that sense of anticipation? Is that excitement? Is it nervousness? Is it a little bit of all of it? And how to differentiate those feelings? I feel like there's something coming up for you with these Cancer energies that we're in, that are bringing up your feelings. So I just feel like this has to do with how you manage the feelings that are coming up, and remind yourself that even though sometimes you get these big feelings and emotions, they don't always need like big responses. Sometimes feelings just want to be felt, and thoughts just want to be thought. We don't have to do anything with them. And sometimes we forget that. All right. Thanks, mom. All right, you guys, we're out of time. Actually, let me just pull a card for Marina, and then we're out of time. And lastly, your card, Marina, is receiving is an open and passive energy. Lean back, not forward. Let me read that again. As we go off the air tonight, this is a message for Marina and whoever else it resonates with. Receiving is an open and passive energy. Lean back, not forward. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in and joining me live for the Psychic Playground. We'll be back next week with another brand new show. In the meantime, I want to thank you so much for being here with me tonight. It was a pleasure and an honor to have this time with you. If you want to find me over on One to Listen and you don't see me online, don't hesitate to click on the schedule an appointment button, and I'll make myself available as soon as possible. That's it for now. Bye-bye, everybody.